How many times have you watched the post-game highlight shows after a weekend of college or NFL football, and after a blowout, you see one coach say, "Yeah, we're going to burn this film, we're never going to watch it ever again." That doesn't actually happen. After giving up 4 power play goals to the St. Cloud State Huskies last Saturday, in essence 5, as St. Cloud State did score 1 goal literally a second after the penalty box door opened, Bemidji State may be tempted to just throw the tape into the garbage. That isn't how that worked either. Last Saturday night started so promising for the Beavers. End of a shift, puck comes free. Owen Sillinger has 2 choices. Dump the puck in, go off on a line change, or try to get his team an early lead. He chose the latter, and it worked.
Harassed by Owen Sillinger, Henches throws it around to the near side boards. Beavers trying to chip it out to center ice. It's held there at the point by Pertz. Long pass finds Owen Sillinger. Sillinger comes in, shoots 5 goals, scores! Owen Sillinger, 52 seconds in, and Bemidji State leads 1-0. Owen Sillinger at the end of a shift, caught a long pass, got behind the defense, and banged it home.
Now the part that Bemidji State probably does want to forget. You see, it does no good to dwell on the past. College hockey teams, always looking to the future. The last Saturday night's second period was ugly.
We got to try to correct it. So you can flush things to a certain degree, but to me, a lot of times when you flush something, it's just lip service. You know, you just say that you're going to flush it. But is it flush? That's the million-dollar question. And sometimes it is, but sometimes it isn't. So, again, we sure as heck don't need to talk about it if that's what you're talking about. We definitely move on. That's all the time. We never, come Monday, we're not, you know, we might talk about Saturday night for a little bit, but then we move forward. And even if we play great on a weekend, I guess we flush that too.
Some of the Beavers may actually be able to forget last weekend happened. But let's hope that they all learned a lesson. You can't take a shift, a period, a night, or a weekend off. Your opponent will make you pay.
Meyer gets it back at the point, over for Donahue. Donahue back to the right side circle. Cranola back over to the left. They shoot and score. Spencer Meyer, one-timer from the face-off dot left circle.
You can just move over now. You never came around, never came around, never came around. You can just forget it now.
Best power play in the country. Already scored 2 power play goals. They got a full 2-minute 5-on-3. Beavers win the draw. That's important, but they can't clear it. Shot and a goal. Seconds, all it took.
Get it now. You never came around, never came around, never came around.
The Beavers swept Lake Superior States back in November in Sault Ste. Marie. The team you'll see the Lakers put on the ice this weekend, greatly different than that team that they put on the ice back in November. They were without a handful of players, including their best players, because of COVID. Burn the tape? No. Forget about it? If you can. Learn from it? Absolutely. Beavers and Lakers, next, our Budweiser pregame show, here on the Beaver Radio Network.